Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 9th, 2023. Special letters. Question: what are letters? Answer: letters are otiot in Hebrew, which means signs. That is, these are signs with the help of which certain spiritual forces are designated. We know that there are several possibilities to describe something: on paper, on parchment, on stone, and so on. It does not matter, even on sand or water. The main thing is that this record should be clear, that is, with clear roots. The letters spoken of in the Zohar are special letters that denote the extension of the upper force to the lower form of life, which is desire. Light, the upper form of the government, affects the lower form, desire, and thus constantly changes it and forms it for itself. Therefore, we can say that everything in the world consists of the upper force. This is the power of light, like a ray of light that shines on the form, on the desire, and transforms it in one direction or another in accordance with itself, as it decides. In other words, every time light enters matter, it takes on a certain form. And letters, that is, signs, comprise this form. From CAB TV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, April 23, 2023. How to get yourself out of your donkey? Question: you say that we are up to our ears in the donkey, meaning that we are in our egoism. If we associate ourselves only with it, then how can we find our spiritual form? How can you find yourself to get out of this donkey? Answer: this can be done only by attracting the upper force. When you start working with a group in which everyone strives to get out of their donkey, then a point in your heart awakens in you, which begins to ask, "Why should I live in this donkey? What kind of life is this?" Then everyone helps each other, and through combined efforts, you develop in yourself a real desire for everyone to get out of your common donkey into existence outside of it. This desire arises in you while studying Kabbalistic sources. And it doesn't matter that they are written in a complicated and unattainable way. It doesn't matter. After all, when you read them, you connect with the next degree, with the next sphere, from which the upper light influences you. The state that exists that pulls you to itself. On the one hand, your suffering pushes you forward like a cherry stone. And on the other hand, it's the force that pulls you out. In this way you get out of your donkey and begin to feel you exist independently. The donkey does not disappear, this world remains, but you begin to feel that you also exist in the next, upper sphere. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Head over heels in a donkey. January 9, 2011. What does the wrong interpretation of the Torah lead to? Comment: the main problem in the development of fascism was that it is written in the Torah, use a non-Jew. My response: if the Torah is interpreted within the framework of our world, then it will be worse than Mein Kampf, because it says that non-Jews should be killed, deceived, neglected, and anything can be done with them. If this is not interpreted as my egoistic desires, which I have to deceive, change, and so on, then it is quite obvious that this can be used as the basis for hatred of Jews. But who can even think about it correctly? Those who benefit from it politically, no more than that. Because you don't see it anywhere in history. Do Jews earn money? That is correct. Do they know how to settle better than others? That is also correct. But, in principle, they do not harm anyone. It is invented by those who benefit from it. And this is natural. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Nazis and the Jews, January 9, 2011. What is the best language for studying Kabbalah? Question: what is the best way to study Kabbalah, in your native language or in Hebrew? Answer: it is desirable to perceive Kabbalah in your native language, but at the same time, you need to know a couple of dozen, maybe 100 or 200 words in Hebrew. It is impossible otherwise. If you say face instead of part, tsuf, and head, legs, and so on instead of rosh and raglaim, then you will be confused. And so you, on the contrary, take these words as artificial to define the soul. They are, in principle, taken from there. It does not matter that in our world we use them to refer to body parts. But in this case, it is simple. Therefore, I think it makes no sense to translate these words. No one translates special terms in any language, in any specialty. For example, Latin is used in medicine, Italian is used in music, and all kinds of expressions in German and English are used in international technical languages. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Language of Kabbalah, January 23, 2011. A Global Idea. Question: what is better for dissemination, to fully disclose one idea or try to convey as many thoughts as possible? Answer: there should be only one idea, an integral society in an integral world. The transition of the world from discrete, egoistic, and individual to integral, connected, and common is happening now. We cannot get away from this. This is a challenge from nature, a challenge from the Creator, to us. We must realize this and try to adapt our advancement at the same pace as it is happening on His part, otherwise, it will be bad for us. Humanity will not survive without it. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Global Idea, February 6, 2011. I am marrying myself. In the news, NY Post, to thine own self, say I do. Indian woman Kshama Bindu, 24, plans to marry herself in what she believes could be the country's first ever example of sologamy. I never wanted to get married. But I did want to become a bride. So I decided to marry myself, she told Times of India in June 2 report. Her solo affair is slated to be ordained on June 11. And while there won't be a groom, the celebration will feature many Hindu nuptial customs, including furas, rounds, around a holy fire, wedding vows, and a vermilion bridal gown. Sharma believes that she'll be setting a marital milestone with her act of self-love. Maybe I am the first to set an example of self-love in our country, the soon-to-be self-wedded spouse told Toy. While her solo venture may seem sacrilegious, the trailblazing bride argues that self-marriage is a commitment to be there for yourself and unconditional love for oneself, because no one can love her better than she can. It is also an act of self-acceptance, the sologamist added. People marry someone they love. I love myself and hence this wedding. Question: what is it? What is it when all maternal and feminine instincts disappear somewhere? Answer: it happens. It is one of the pathologies of the human psyche. Question: can it develop as a virus? Answer: everything can develop. See what pathological changes are taking place in the world. This is pathology. Question: but can we look at this pathology in depth, based on egoism? In principle, we carry out this self-marriage all the time. We are as though, with ourselves all the time, getting married or not. Answer: there is no doubt that egoism exists and develops from generation to generation. The fact that we do not want to get married can be understood despite the instinct, especially in women, because it is also associated with childbirth, upbringing, and so on. But, in principle, this is all changing. Today there are a lot of not only men but also women who do not want to burden themselves with any worries. We call it bonds. This is the growth of egoism and nothing else. Question: why is this happening? Answer: for people to understand that they really need to do something about this egoism. Because it robs us of even such small joys of our life as love, children, and family. And in a healthy environment. Look at Japan, at other countries. It is amazing, remarkable, and even incomprehensible in some ways. They stop giving birth, buy some dolls or something instead, and that is it. Question: so does this lead to us returning to a normal natural existence? Answer: no. It leads us to develop and understand our essence, that we need some kind of communication and some kind of love, some kind of devotion, attachment to something, to someone, but we do not have that. Question: which means, when egoism in us finally kills the natural healthy states, we will only then open our eyes. Answer: I do not think we will open our eyes. I do not think it will correct us. I do not see that people, after doing any insanely negative things, turn in the other direction and come to their denial and correction. Question: on the contrary, do they justify this act, and in fact, the opposite is happening? Answer: it is more possible. But usually, humanity rolls on. It will get worse and worse, more egoistic, until it reaches such an accumulation of negative energy of relationships, thoughts, properties, feelings, and so on that people will already explode from within themselves like an atomic bomb and will have to just like crazy, shovel the rubble of their egoism, just to get rid of it. It will really be like an atomic bomb, but it will start to explode from within humanity. It takes internal negative energy to tear egoism. Question: is this the way? Answer: a beautiful way. Comment: the beautiful path is not of reason, but of suffering. My response: yes. I see that after this, a bright time will finally come when people will understand and realize, based on the manifestation of this huge egoistic force, that the period of love has come. Question: and will they understand what love is? Answer: yes, it will manifest. Question: what will they understand then? What is love? Answer: this is not understood. It will just be felt that they should show only such an attitude to each other. Not that they even should. What does it mean I have to, and I show? It just manifests itself. With our suffering, we will cause this inversion, the manifestation of love instead of hate. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 16, 2022. Mercy and justice. Question: what is mercy in your understanding? Answer: mercy is when a person receives the quality of bestowal from above and can bestow in the same way as the Creator. Comment: but this is not what people usually understand by mercy in our world. My response: everything is distorted in our world. Question: but does this concept have at least some common link? Answer: none. In our world, mercy is when I shut up your egoism. Question: what is justice? Answer: justice is when a person receives exactly as much as he is supposed to in order to move toward correction, to his best, predetermined state, to his root. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Justice, January 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what needs to happen or change for humanity to advance? Human nature is a desire to enjoy for self-benefit. It is our starting point, and we are placed in a process of development that leads to a state where we will end up inverting our nature in the direction of benefiting others and nature. Nature in general is the opposite of human nature. It functions according to laws of altruism, interconnection and interdependence. Accordingly, nature develops its still, vegetative and animate parts in a way where they do not use other parts of nature adversely. In all of nature, only us, people, have desires to exploit and destroy nature in order to give ourselves feelings of power and respect. We were given this additional egoistic desire in order to upgrade ourselves through our connection to each other, that is, to learn how to apply favorable and beneficial relations in place of the inclination that wishes to exploit each other and nature for the sake of inflating our egos. With this inversion of our intention, From self-benefit alone to benefiting others and nature, we discover a whole new world with a new nature, one that is eternal and perfect. We then live free of pressures and pains. Our feeling of a short, transient and generally miserable life becomes replaced with a feeling of a continuous existence that is free from suffering. Suffering stems from our egoistic desire to exploit others and nature for self-gain. Therefore, by replacing our egoistic inclination with an altruistic nature of wishing to benefit others and nature, we discover ourselves living in a heavenly plane of existence. Heaven is a state where a common force of love emerges between people, which forms a connection of love your neighbor as yourself. Nature will lead us to this heavenly state sooner or later, and we will have no choice but to invert our attitudes to each other, from egoistic to altruistic, and by doing so, live in a harmonious and balanced connection. Based on the video The Big Change Humanity Needs to Undergo with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.